那很小的一个 mall。
According to the Texans standard, that was a small, tiny mall.
但是呢，在他们那个海牙呢，算是很有名的一个地方。
In the Hague, that is a very famous place.
里面呢，有看电影的地方，有吃饭的地方。
Movie theaters and the restaurants.
啊，有买东西的地方。
And shops.
那个 shopping center 有一个很好玩的名字。
It has a funny name.
它的名字叫做巴比伦。
The name is Babylon.
你从那个下火车了以后呢，就有一个牌子说巴比伦往那边去。
As soon as you step off the train, you see a sign that shows you the direction to Babylon.
巴比伦在圣经里面就代表这个世界上所能给我们的。
In the Bible, Babylon means what the world can offer us.
巴比伦就是让我们这个人不能够完全献给神的一个原因。
Babylon is the cause of us not being able to be consecrated to God.
今天如果我们这个人，我们都活在巴比伦当中。
Today, if we all live in Babylon.
全世界最大的巴比伦就在美国。
The biggest Babylon is in the United States.
今天我们就住在巴比伦的当中。
Today, we're living right in the midst of Babylon.
我们怎么样来说建造圣殿？
How do we talk about the building of the temple?
我们怎么敢来讲建造城墙呢？
How dare we speak about building of the wall?
如果我们的心还在巴比伦的里面，
Well, if our hearts are still in Babylon.
所以头一件事还是先要建造那个燔祭的祭坛。
So the first thing we must do is to build the altar.
在那个祭坛上，我们把燔祭献给神。
On the altar, we offer our burnt offerings.
这个就成为神恢复工作的根基。
And this becomes the foundation of God's work of recovery.
他们献了燔祭以后呢，他们就做另外一件事。
After they offered the burnt offering, they did another thing.
他们就遵守那个祝棚节。
And they celebrated the Feast of Booth.
什么是祝棚节呢？
What is the Feast of Booth?
我想在这里面有三件事情我们需要知道。
There are three things we must know.
头一件事情，祝棚节重要的一个目的呢，就是把感恩归给神。
First, the purpose of the Feast of Booth is to render to God the thanksgiving.
我们来读一处的圣经，诗篇118篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 118.
诗篇118篇。
Psalm 118.
诗篇118篇就是以色列人在祝棚节所要唱的一首诗歌。
This is the very psalm that the Israelites sing during the Feast of Booth.
在祝棚节这个节期呢，一共有八天。
There are 8 days in this feast.
头七天呢，是他们好像庆祝的那七天。
The first 7 days they celebrated.
那最后一天呢，是他们安息的那一天。
The last day they rested.
在头一天的时候，他们要唱这首诗歌。
On the first day they would sing this psalm.
在他们唱这首诗歌以前呢，所有的以色列人他们手上呢都拿了棕树枝。
And before they sing, every Israelite would carry a palm branch in their hand.
或者是橄榄树枝。
Or olive branch.
或者是其他的树枝。
Or other tree branches.
然后就有诗班在那里唱诗。
And then the choir would sing.
他们唱的诗歌就是诗篇118篇。
And this is the very psalm that they sing, 118.
有三个地方，当那个诗班唱到有三个地方的时候，所有的以色列人都要摇他们手上的那个棕树枝。
In three points, when the choir comes to these three points, every Israelite will wave the tree branch.
不但摇那个棕树枝，他们要大声的把那个赞美归给神。
At the same time, they will render loudly the praise to God.
头一处呢，就是第一节。
The first place is verse one.
你们要称谢耶和华，因他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting.
当那个诗班唱到这里的时候，所有的以色列人都举起他们的棕树枝来赞美神。
When the choir sings this verse, every Israelite would wave their tree branches.
第二处呢，是二十五节。
Second point is verse 25.
二十五节说，耶和华啊，求你拯救，耶和华啊，求你使我们亨通。
O Lord, do save. We beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech you, do send prosperity.
这里呢，在翻译的时候呢，漏掉了一个字。
Translator missed one word here.
这二十五节的头一个字呢，还不是耶和华。
First word in verse 25 is not Jehovah.
这第一个字呢，应该是那个何塞纳。
First word should be Hosanna.
第二个字才是耶和华。
Second word Jehovah.
所以这应该说是何塞纳耶和华啊，求你拯救。
It should read Hosanna Jehovah, do save.
当这一句话被唱到的时候，以色列人就赞美神。
When this phrase is sung, the Israelites would praise the Lord.
第三处呢，就是最后一节。
Third point is the last verse.
这跟第一节又一样了。
This, well, we come right back full circle to verse 1.
你们要称谢耶和华，因他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his loving kindness is everlasting.
当诗班唱完这首诗歌以后，
After the choir sang,
那个祭司就走到祭坛那里。
The high priest would come to the altar.
还有再把二十五节念一遍。
And he would read verse 25 again.
就是说何善呐、啊。耶和华啊，求你拯救。
Hosanna, Lord, do save.
这个字呢，在新约里面呢，就翻成何塞纳。
And this word is translated Hosanna in the New Testament.
当主耶稣那一天进耶路撒冷城的时候
，On the day the Lord entered Jerusalem,
很多的百姓呢，手拿棕树枝
，The people waved palm branches.
他们在那里唱何塞纳，何塞纳。
They were singing. Hosanna, Hosanna.
那个根据就是从这里来的。
It is based on this verse.
这头一个意思让我们可以了解的，就这个祝棚节就是要把感恩来归给神。
The first meaning of the Feast of Booths means to render to God our praises.
在这里他们是喜乐的。
Here they are joyful.
但是他们的喜乐不是从巴比伦来的。
Their joy did not stem from Babylon.
这里的喜乐从哪里来的呢？
Where did the joy come from?
这里的喜乐乃是因为献祭给耶和华而来的。
The joy here comes from offering to Jehovah.
很少有一个祭，很少有一个节期像祝棚节一样要献这么多的牲畜。
There's not a feast like the Feast of Booths where they offer so many animals.
在这八天里面，他们一共要献71条公牛。
During the 8 days, they would offer 81 bullocks. 71 bullocks.
他们要献15只公羊。
And 15 rams.
他们要献105只那个小羊。
And 105 lambs.
另外要献8只公的山羊。
And 8 sheep.
Goat. 在这八天里面，他们要献这样多的祭。
During these 8 days, they would offer so many animals.
当他们把这些祭献给神的时候，
As they were offering to the Lord,
他们里面就充满了喜乐。
Inwardly, they were filled with joy.
这个喜乐不是巴比伦可以给他们的喜乐。
This joy is something Babylon can never afford them.
许多的人，我们都有这样的一个担心。
Many of us would worry.
我们觉得，如果我们要完全把自己归给神
，for us to consecrate totally to the Lord,
我将来一定没有喜乐。
Then that means I would never have joy again.
好像我们觉得这两件事情，就是这样。如果我把自己完全给出去了。
According to our natural concept, as we give ourselves completely out,
那我就什么都没有了。
We would have nothing left.
那我有什么好喜乐的呢？
What is there to be joyful about?
但是我们如果看到这节圣经的时候，
But if we examine the scripture,
以色列人没有真正的喜乐。
The Israelites did not have real joy.
只等到他们把那个祭献给神。
Until they offered the sacrifices.
只等到他们把自己完全归给神。
Until they fully consecrated themselves to the Lord.
他们就得到真正的喜乐。
Then they received real joy.
在这个第七天，在这个祝棚节的第七天。
On the seventh day of the Feast of Booths.
是他们最喜乐的一天。
This would be the most joyful day.
所以这一天呢，他们叫做何善纳的日子。
And that's why they call this day the Day of Hosanna.
如果我们真要知道，真想要经历什么是喜乐，
For us to truly discover and experience the true joy,
我们真想知道什么是何塞纳，
If we truly want to know what is Hosanna,
我们真想进入那个何塞纳的光景，
We really want to enter into the condition of Hosanna,
我们需要献燔祭，
We must offer burnt offerings.
如果我们不献燔祭，
Unless we offer burnt offerings,
我们永远不能进入何塞纳的光景。
We will never enter into the condition of Hosanna.
这是那祝棚节头一个意思。
This is the first point that Feast of Booths brings us.
祝棚节还有第二个特点。
And the second characteristic of the Feast of Booths.
就是祭司每一天都要拿那个器皿到一个池子里面来取水。
And that is the priest would come to the water fountain every day with a pitcher.
每天都做这件事。
He would do the same thing every day.
一直做，做到七天。
He would do it for 7 days.
为什么要这样做呢？
Why does he do that?
我想我们能够从新约里面得到最好的解释。
We can find the best explanation out of the New Testament.
因为约翰福音第七章三十七节里面，主耶稣说。
John 7:37, the Lord Jesus said.
主耶稣就是在祝棚节最后一天的时候说了那一句话。
That is the word the Lord said on the last day of the Feast of Booths.
他说：“你们如果渴了
，if any man thirst,
可以到我这里来。
Come unto me.
我可以让你们的腹中流出活水的江河。
And you will have rivers of water out of your bellies.
所以主耶稣就解释了这个水。
And the Lord explained this water there.
这个水乃是代表我们乃是从基督得到满足。
This water means we are quenched, we're satisfied from our Lord.
在祝棚节的时候，每一天他们去拿那个水。
On the Feast of Booths, every day they would fetch for water.
但主说，如果你们到我这里来的话，我就让你们的腹中要流出活水的江河。
The Lord said, unless if you come to me, I will cause you to flow out from your innermost being the rivers of living water.
还有第三个特点。
And the third characteristic.
在祝棚节的时候，他们都要念摩西的律法。
On the Feast of Booths, they would read the Law of Moses.
到了最后那祝棚节结束的时候
，On the last day of the feast,
他们就念生命记第三十三章。
They would read Deuteronomy chapter 33.
原来以色列人他们一年要把摩西五经念一次。
The Israelites would read five books of Moses once every year.
然后呢，他们刚好安排每一次呢最后一章。就是在祝棚节最后一天的时候。
And they so arrange in a way that this chapter will be read on the last day of the Feast of Booths.
所以这一天也是他们来庆祝这个日子。
And this is the day they celebrate the feast.
他们把摩西的五经又念完了一次。
And they have completely read the five books of Moses again.
他们一年一年这样的做。
Year after year they would do this.
从这祝棚节里面我们就发现这个人喜乐的原因。
So from the Feast of Booths, we discover the source of joy.
这是真实的喜乐。
This is the true joy.
这不是地上给我们的喜乐。
This is not the joy the earth affords us.
这个喜乐是从那个献祭而来的。
This joy comes from offering the burnt offering.
这个喜乐乃是从那个活水里面出来的。
This joy comes out of the living water.
这个喜乐乃是从神的话语里面出来的。
This joy issues out of God's word.
所以神要他们先来建这个祭坛。
No wonder God wants them to build this altar first.
因为只有透过这个祭坛
,through the altar,
人可以把这个燔祭献给神。
Man can offer the burnt offering to God.
只有当一个人能够真正把自己献给神以后
,only when man can truly consecrate himself to God,
他才能够经历什么叫做祝棚节。
Can he experience what is the Feast of Booths?
他心里面的那个空虚才能够得到满足。
The vanity in him should be satisfied.
这个时候我们才有资格来讲建造圣殿。
At this point, can we be qualified to talk about the building of the temple?
这个时候我们才能思想什么叫做建造城墙。
Now can we think about the building of the walls?
好，现在我们来思想第二件事，就是建造圣殿的事。
Let's contemplate on the second point, the building of the temple.
我们翻回以斯拉记。
Let's come back to Ezra.
第三章。
Chapter 3,
第十节到第十三节
verses 10 to 13.
我们一起来读。匠人立耶和华殿根基的时候，祭司揭穿礼服吹号，亚撒的子孙利未人敲拔，照以色列王大卫所定的例，都站着赞美耶和华。他们彼此唱和，赞美称谢耶和华，说他本为善，他向以色列人永发慈爱。他们赞美耶和华的时候，众民大声呼喊，因耶和华的殿根基已经立定。然而有许多祭司、利未人、族长，就是见过旧殿的老年人，现在亲眼看见立这殿的根基，便大声呼号。也有许多人大声欢呼，甚至百姓不能分辨欢呼的声音和哭嚎的声音，因为众人大声呼喊，声音。 这一届这三节圣经记载了他们立圣殿根基所发生的事情。
This portion of scripture describes the condition when they laid the foundation of the temple.
这一面想跟弟兄姊妹特别来交通关于建造圣殿有两件重要的事。
Like the fellowship out of this portion, the two main points about building of the temple.
在这里面建造圣殿，头一件重要的事就是要有根基。
First important thing about building the temple, you must have a foundation.
这里面特别把这个建造根基这件事情记载出来了。
Here specifically recorded the matter of the laying of the foundation.
这里看见当根基立好的时候呢，就有两种不同的反应。
We see here once the foundation is laid, there are two reactions.
有一派人他们从来没有看见过圣殿。
There's a group of people who never seen the temple.
所以这个根基立好的时候，他们就非常的喜乐。
So、once the foundation is laid, they're joyful.
他们大声的欢呼。
They shouted for joy.
但是还有另外一班人。
Another group of people.
他们从前是看见过圣殿。
They had seen the temple formerly.
他们知道那个根基的样子。
They knew the shape of the foundation.
当他们再一次看见圣殿的根基被立起来的时候，
once they saw the foundation being laid again,
他们就大声的哭嚎。
They wept loudly.
因为他们想起他们从前所看见的事。
Because they had remembered what they had seen formerly.
什么是这个根基呢？
What was this foundation?
什么是让人大声的欢呼呢？
What caused them to shout for joy?
什么是让人大声的哭嚎呢？
What caused them to weep loudly?
我们如果要知道这个根基，我们还是要从圣经里面找答案。
To understand foundation, we must come back to the scripture.
我们不用翻，就在诗篇118篇里面。
It's in Psalm 118.
就是我们刚才所看的那篇诗篇里面。
The same psalm we have seen.
那边有一句话说，那个匠人所砌的石头已经成为头块的房角石。
There's one verse says, the stone whom the builders rejected had become the head of the corner.
在那里面就告诉我们什么是那个根基。
That tells us what the foundation is.
那个根基就是匠人所砌掉的石头。
Foundation is the stone the builders rejected.
那个根基就是以色列人所弃绝的那一位。
The foundation is the one whom the Israelites rejected.
那个根基就是被挂在木头上的那一位。
The foundation is one whom was hung on the wood.
那个根基就是基督。
The foundation is Christ.
这是一个建造圣殿不可缺少的一件事。
This is a matter that cannot be taken away from building of the temple.
这也是今天我们每一位神的儿女所应该讲究的一件事。
This is the one thing that every child of God must consider.
我们是不是建造在这个根基的上面？
Are we built upon this foundation?
为什么今天我们聚集在这里？
Why are we gathering here today?
我们聚集在这里并不是因为我们要知道一些道理。
We're not here to hear some sermon.
我们聚集在这里也不是因为我们这些人老聚集在一起。
We're not here because we're used to gathering.
我们不是聚集在这里因为这里呢离我们的家里比较近。
We're not gathering here because the place is close to our home.
我们聚在这里有一个目的。
There's one purpose for us to be here.
我们在这里要建造圣殿。
We're here to build the temple.
如果这是你我的目的的话，
If this is your and my purpose,
我们就需要知道那个根基是什么。
We must know what the foundation is.
因为在这个根基的以外没有什么建造。
Outside of this foundation, there can be no building.
我们需要来常常来思想这一件事。
We must often meditate upon this point.
就是我们所做的。
What we do.
我们所追求的。
What we seek after.
是不是在这个根基的上面。
Are they upon this foundation?
我们在很多的时候我们在教会里面也有一点的服事。
Many times we have some service in the church.
在这个服事的当中最重要的一件事就是我们要常常来问我们自己。
The most important thing in this services is that we must often ask ourselves.
是不是出于主的？
Are these from God?
我们所服侍的是不是出于基督的？
Our service, are they issued out of Christ?
如果是出于基督的，
If they are out of Christ,
那我们就是建造在这个根基的上面。
Then we're building upon this foundation.
如果不是出于基督的，
If they are not out of Christ,
就不在这个根基的上面。
We're not upon this foundation.
所以早上当我在这里交通的时候，
Good morning, as I'm sharing with you,
我自己也需要问我一个问题。
I'm reminding myself,
这是不是出于主的？
Is this out of God?
如果是出于主的，
If it is out of the Lord,
这就有价值。
It's valuable.
就是建造在那个根基的上面。
Then it is building upon that foundation.
如果是出于我自己的，
If it's of myself,
就完全没有价值。
has no value at all.
是在根基之外的。
It is outside of the foundation.
我们每一个人的服侍都是这样。
Every one of us, our service are like this.
也许我们是服侍儿童的。
Maybe we're serving the young people, children.
我们需要问自己一个问题。
We must ask ourselves.
当我今天在这样服侍的里面。
When I'm serving in this service.
我是出于神的呢。
Is this of the Lord?
还是出于我自己。
Or out of myself.
如果是出于神的，你就建造在根基的上面。
Then are you building upon this foundation?
如果不是出于神的，
If it's not,
就不在这个根基的上面。
You are not upon this foundation.
甚至你今天的服事，只不过是好像在服事饭食。
Even your service is only serving the belly.
但这服事饭食这件事情上也有讲究。
Even serving the table.
当我们服事的时候是出于神的呢？
When our service is out of the Lord,
还是出于我们自己,
or are they out of ourselves?
还是出于我们自己的聪明,
or out of our own craftiness?
还是出于我们自己的那个责任的感觉,
or out of our sense of duty?
按照我们的责任出来的东西,
things are issued out of our duty,
也不在这个根基的上面,
they're not out on this foundation.
如果是出于主的,
if it's of the Lord,
我们就是建造在这个根基的上面,
then we're building upon this foundation.
实在求主把这个根基显在我们的当中。
May the Lord reveal this foundation amongst us.
因为如果神不把这个根基显出来，
Unless the Lord reveals this foundation,
我们怎么样能够在上面建造呢？
How can we build upon it?
当神把这个根基显出来的时候，
Once the Lord reveals this foundation,
有一些人就要欢呼。
Some will rejoice.
因为从来没有看见这件事。
Because they have never seen this.
当我们看见的时候，我们真是要欢呼。
Once we see it, we rejoice greatly.
我相信当中也有一些人，
I believe there are some amongst us.
当神这样显出来的时候，你会哭泣。
When the Lord reveals it, you will weep.
因为你曾经看见过。
Because you have seen it formerly.
但是好久不见了。
You haven't seen it for a long time.
我们实在求主做一件事。
May the Lord do this among us.
就把他的根基显出来。
To reveal his foundation.
好让所有的建造都是在这个根基的上面。
All the building can be upon this foundation.
这是头一件事我们所看见的。
This is the first thing we saw.
就是建造圣殿必须有根基。
That is building the temple, we must have a foundation.
第二件事我们看以斯拉记第六章。
Secondly, let's turn to Ezra 6.
以斯拉记第六章第五节。
Verse 5.
我念给弟兄姊妹听。
I read to you.
并且神殿的金银器皿，就是尼布甲尼撒从耶路撒冷的殿中掳到巴比伦的，要归还带到耶路撒冷的殿中，各按原处放在神的殿里。
Also let the gold and silver utensils of the temple of God, which Nebuchadnezzar took from the temple in Jerusalem and brought to Babylon, he returned and brought to their places in the temple in Jerusalem. And you shall put them in the house of God.
当巴比伦把以色列人掳去的时候，他把圣殿里面的金银器皿都掳到巴比伦去了。
When Nebuchadnezzar took the people of Israel exile, he took also the utensils in the temple of God.
但是当这里，当他们被差遣回来的时候，他们又把神殿里的金银器皿又带回来了。
Once the remnant returned, they also brought back the gold and silver utensils back to the temple.
除了这个根基以外，还有一件事情是神所重视的。
So aside from the foundation, there's one other thing the Lord pays attention to.
就是那些金银的器皿。
That is the gold and silver utensils.
什么是金银的器皿呢？
What are the gold and silver utensils?
我们要从圣经里面来找答案。
Let's find the answer from the scriptures.
罗马书九章二十三节告诉我们。
Romans 9:23 tells us.
他说我们就是那个器皿。
We are the vessels.
我们就是那个要预备得荣耀的器皿。
We are the vessel prepared unto honor.
我们从前是一个卑贱的器皿。
Formerly we were vessels unto dishonor.
但是神却把我们变成一个荣耀的器皿。
The Lord has changed us to vessels unto honor.
所以那个器皿就是我们。
So that honor is, that the vessel is us.
神的心意乃是要把这些金银器皿都带回来。
God's heart desires to bring back all these utensils.
你读以斯拉记的时候，你会很奇怪。
When you read Ezra, you will wonder.
你翻到第二章。
As you turn to chapter 2.
那里面讲到都是人的名字。
Talks about all kinds of names.
整章第二章都是讲到人的名字。
The whole chapter of chapter 2 talks about.
讲到谁的子孙有多少。
The sons of so and so.
那谁的子孙有多少。
The number of the sons of so and so.
为什么神要这样的记载。
Why did God record in such a way?
花了七十节的圣经记载都是人的名字。
70 verses recording all the names.
对你来讲这是一个人的名字。
To you this is but a name.
对神来讲这都是金银的器皿。
To God, these are gold and silver utensils.
所以神记载他们的名字。
That's why God records their names.
因为神要把他们带回来。
Because God wants to bring them back.
因为这些都是荣耀的器皿。
Because these are vessels unto honor.
如果没有器皿的话，
Without vessels,
神就不能建造这个圣殿。
God cannot build a temple.
所以这两件事情是不可缺少的。
These two things must not be lacking.
一个就是根基。
One foundation.
一个就是器皿。
Two vessels.
为了这个缘故，神就拣选了一个人。
For this cause, God selected a man.
这个人叫以斯拉。
Ezra.
在以斯拉记第七章的时候。
Chapter 7 of Ezra.
这个时候圣殿已经盖好了。
By this time, the temple was built.
神就感动以斯拉回到那个耶路撒冷。
And at this point, God stirred up Ezra to return to Jerusalem.
我们来读几处的圣经。
Let's read a few portions.
第七章第九节第十节。
Verses 9 and 10.
这里告诉我们以斯拉的光景。
This tells us the condition of Ezra.
第九节，正月初一日，他从巴比伦启程，因他神施恩的手帮助他。五月初一日，就到了耶路撒冷。以斯拉定制考究遵行耶和华的律法，又将律例典章教训以色列人。
Verse 9 and 10. For on the first of the first month, he began to go up from Babylon, and on the first of the fifth month, he came to Jerusalem, because the good hand of his God was upon him. For Ezra has set his heart to study the law of God and to practice it, and to teach his statutes and ordinances in Israel.
在第七节这第九节这里面哈，我们中文圣经的翻译不够那么好像不够那么完全哈、啊。这里讲到神施恩的手帮助他，其实应该翻译成神的手在他的身上。
The Chinese translation in verse 9 is not that complete. It tells the grace hand of God should be translated the good hand of his God was upon him.
在这两节圣经里面，我们看到以斯拉的两个特点。
Out of these two scriptures, we see the two characters of Ezra.
头一个特点是记载在第十节。
First characteristic is in verse 10.
他说以斯拉就定制考究遵行耶和华的律法。
For Ezra set his heart to study the law of God and to practice it.
我们怎么知道我们是在神的根基上建造？
How do we know we're building upon God's foundation?
我们怎么知道一件事情是不是出于主的呢？
How do we know something is of the Lord?
我们今天很容易就说这件事情是出于主的。
It's easy for us to say it's of the Lord.
我们很容易就说那一件事情是出于主的。
It's easy to say the other thing is of the Lord.
但是我们怎么知道我们确实知道那是出于主的呢？
How do we know for sure it's of the Lord?
我们需要来看神的话。
We must read the word of God.
如果我们一个人不读神的话语，
Unless we read the word of God,
我们实在没有资格说这是出于主的，或那不是出于主的。
Not qualified to determine this and that is of the Lord.
以斯拉这个人，他立了一个新的志向。
The person Ezra set his heart,
就是他要来考究神的话。
That is to study the word of God.
不但要考究神的话，
Not only to study the word of God,
他要遵行神的话，
But to practice it.
这实在是件宝贵的事。
This is precious to us.
他有这样的一个心智。
He has such a heart.
一方面要考究。
On the one hand to study.
一方面要遵行。
On the other hand to practice.
但以理就是这样的一个人。
Daniel was such a person.
但以理有一天打开圣经。
One day Daniel opened up the scriptures.
他翻到哪里去了呢？
Where did he turn to?
翻到耶利米书去了。
Jeremiah.
他就打开耶利米书就读。
And he was reading out of Jeremiah.
读到神说以色列人要被掳七十年。
When he came to the place where it recorded the years of the captivity will be 70 years.
有多少人看到那些圣经呢？
How many people saw that scripture?
可能好多人都读到那个圣经。
Maybe many had read that.
但是但以理读到那个圣经以后，
Once Daniel read it,
他就去祷告了。
He went into prayer.
他不但祷告，他好像他披麻了。
He not only prayed, he wore sackcloth.
这是一个人要遵行神的话。
Here you see a man.Set his heart to do God's word.
今天我们读神的话，是不是用这样的一个态度来读呢？
Today are we reading the word of God with such an attitude?
如果今天我们读神的话是这样的态度来读的话，
If we read the word of God with such an attitude,
那我们真的是一张圣经就要读好久啊。
Then we should read one chapter for a long time.
一张圣经我们要读好久的。
A chapter should take a long time to read.
因为我们读到一个地方以后，我们就要去遵行了。
Because every place we come to, we must do it.
我们一遵行，我们就发现我们行不来了。
Once we practice, we discover we're not able to.
遵行不来了，我们就到神的面前了。
Then we go to the Lord.
然后呢，我们好不容易 那从神那里得到一点力量了以后呢，我们才能再回来读。
Once we regain the strength from the Lord and we come back and read again.
有多少人是这样读圣经的？
How many do read the Bible in such a way?
如果神恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy.
让我们有这样的一个心智。
That we have such a heart.
来读他的话语。
To read his word.
那我们就能够在他的根基上建造。
Then we can build upon his foundation.
只有这样的人才能在根基上建造。
Only such a person can build upon his foundation.
所以主耶稣说，
That's why the Lord said,
如果听见又不行的人，
If he hears and do not practice it,
就是把那个房子盖在沙土上。
Liken unto a man who built his house on the sand.
如果听见又去行的人，
If he hears it and does it,
就是把那个房子盖在磐石上。
These are those that build upon the rock.
啊，这个故事太简单了。
This is such a simple story.
这我们主日学就听过了。
We have heard this in our Sunday school.
我真的从主日学就听到现在。
Truly, I heard this from the Sunday school up to now.
但是我们是不是这样遵行的？
But are we practicing it?
我们是不是成为一个盖在磐石上的人呢？
Are we a person building upon the rock?
还是我们常常把房子盖在那个沙土上？
Or are we building oftentimes upon the sand?
我实在还是觉得我还在学这个功课。
I think I'm still learning this lesson.
常常还是把房子盖在沙土上。
Many times I build my house upon the sand.
常常还是不清楚是不是出于主的旨意。
Oftentimes I'm not clear whether it's of the Lord.
实在需要与弟兄姊妹一同来寻求。
Really need to seek the Lord's heart with brothers and sisters.
一起来学习。
To learn together.
什么是出于主的？
What is of the Lord?
好叫我们真是能够在神的根基上能够有一点点的建造。
So that we may have a little bit of building upon God's foundation.
第二个特点。
Second characteristic.
那就是刚才我所教授那一句话。
The sentence that I've said.
神的手在他的身上。
The hand of God was upon him.
弟兄姊妹，你们如果读以斯拉记的时候。
For instance, if you read Ezra.
你特别注意这一件事。
Pay attention to this.
神的手在以斯拉的身上。
The hand of God is upon him.
这一句话出现好多的次。
This phrase appeared many times.
如果我们读以斯拉记的时候，特别注意这件事。
When we read Ezra, if we pay attention to this,
我们就会得到很大的帮助。
We will receive much help.
神的手在他的身上。
The good hand of God was upon him.
神的手为什么要在他的身上
？Why was the hand of God upon him?
因为神要把他变成一个器皿。
Because God wants to turn him into a vessel.
神要让他成为一个金的器皿或银的器皿。
God wants him to be a gold or silver vessel.
所以神的手在他的身上。
That's why the hand of God was upon him.
这一句话呢，不是那么容易了解。
This phrase is not that easy to understand.
神的手在我身上。
God's hand is upon me.
我有没有感觉到一个手在我的身上
？I never feel a hand is upon me.
这件事我们怎么来体会
？How do we understand this?
我想我们可以回到那个但以理书来了解这句话。
I think we can return the book of Daniel to understand this.
但以理有三个朋友。
Daniel has three friends.
他们不愿意来拜那个金像。
They were unwilling to worship the idol.
所以按照那个规矩呢，他们就要被丢到那个火炉的里面。
So according to the custom of the time, they were to be thrown into the fiery furnace.
那个王就问他们，你们怎么决定
？And the king asked them, how do you decide?
他们就告诉那个王，他说我们的神呢会救我们脱离那个火。
And they answered, our God will deliver us from the fiery furnace.
然后又说，就算是急祸不然的话呢，我们还是不拜。
Even if not, we still will not worship idols.
他们讲了这句话之后
，Once they have said this,
他就知道他们的命运是进那个火窑里面。
And he knew that they were destined to be thrown into the fire.
他讲那一句话，就是把自己摆在那个火窑的里面。
Having said that, he determined to put himself into the fire furnace.
他等于把自己的整个的命运就交在神的手中。
In other words, he put his whole fate into the hand of God.
当一个人把他自己的整个人放在神的手中的时候
，When a person puts his whole life into God's hand，
那个神的手就在他的身上。
The hand of God is upon him。
今天我们常常讲
，We often say，
我们常常这样祷告
，We like to pray。
我们把这件事情交给主。
We put this in your hand，
放在主的手中。
Put it in the hand of the Lord。
你真是这样，你真是这样的意思吗
？Do you really mean it？
如果我们不是这样的意思的话
，If we do not mean it，
那我们就欺骗神。
Then we're lying to God。
这句话的意思是什么
？What does this mean？
把自己整个人摆在神的手中
，Putting our whole being into the hand of God。
那就表示说，如果神救我的话
In other words, if God delivers me,
那我就不死,
and I will not die.
但是神如果不救我的话呢,
if God does not deliver me,
那我还是不拜,
I still will not worship.
这个叫做把那个东西交在主的手上。
This means to put something in God's hand.
今天我们说把这个事情交在主的手上。
Today we say, we put this in your hand.
我们的意思是什么呢?
What do we mean?
就是主呢要听我的祷告。
What we mean is, God, you must listen to my prayer.
这是我们讲这话的意思。
This is what we mean by saying that.
那个不是那句话的真正的意思。
But that's not what that phrase means.
那只是一半的意思。
It's only half of it.
所以盼望当我们以后要讲这句话的时候,
so from now on, when we say this,
或我们用这句话来劝别人的时候,
when we exhort one another with this phrase,
我们来思想它真正的意思,
let's consider its true meaning.
我们来思想它真正的意思,
let's consider its true meaning.
当人说这句话的时候, 是把他整个人放在主的手中。
When someone says this, he means to put his whole being in God's hand.
让神的手在他的身上。
Allow the hand of God to be upon him.
那个手要怎么做呢?
What would the hand do?
那个手要把那个器皿毁灭呢?
Would the hand destroy the vessel?
把它变成一个新的荣耀的器皿呢?
Turn him into a new glorious vessel?
那我们就阿们。
Then we say amen.
这个叫做神的手在我们的身上。
This is what it means, God's hand is upon us.
这样以后大家都不敢用这句话祷告了。
Maybe from now on, we dare not say this in our prayer.
这不是我们心里面所想的。
Because this is not what we think in our heart.
我们心里面所想的乃是神要答应我的祷告。
The intent of our heart is, God, you must answer my prayer.
这是我们到神面前的一个态度。
This is our attitude.
我们不愿意神的手在我们的身上。
We're not willing for God's hand to be upon us.
我们最好是神的手在我们这里离开三寸就好了。
It's good enough if the hand of God is 3 inches from us.
如果神的手在我们这里三寸的话, 我们就有安全感。
If the hand of God is 3 inches from us, we feel secure.
但是神如果真正把我们抓住的时候, 我们里面就担心了。
But if God truly captures us, we start to worry.
因为我们不知道他要做什么。
We do not know what he was about to do.
这样的一个, 我们这样的态度呢, 神就不能够建造。
With this kind of attitude, God cannot build.
神兴起以色拉,
God raised up Ezra.
他查考神的话,
he studied God's word.
他遵行神的话,
he practiced God's word.
他把一切呢建造在根基的上面。
Everything was built upon his foundation.
他让神的手在他的身上,
he allowed God's hand to be upon him.
让神把他制造成一个金器, 一个银器。
Allow God to mold him into a vessel of gold or silver.
这是件 很重要的是,
this is something important.
特别我们在读以斯拉记的时候, 我们来注意那个神的手是怎么样在以斯拉的身上, 神的手是怎么样在以色列人的身上。
When we read the book of Ezra, let's pay attention especially to how God's hand is upon Ezra and upon the people of Israel.
也让我们来到主的面前, 认真地来省察, 我们是不是真的愿意让神的手在我们的身上。
And when we come before the Lord, let's consider seriously whether or not God's hand is upon us.
第三个部分,
the third portion,
讲到 那个城墙的建造,
mentioned the building of the walls.
有了器皿了以后,
once had the vessels are gotten,
有了神找到这些金器银器以后,
once God had found the gold and silver vessels,
他就可以来建造这个城墙,
then can he begin to build the walls.
什么是城和什么是墙呢?
What is a wall? What is a city?
城墙就是基督的身体。
The city and the wall means the body of Christ.
这个建造城墙比建造圣殿要困难很多。
Building of the city and the walls is much tougher than building of the temple.
你读尼希米记的时候你就会发现,
if you read Nehemiah, you would discover
困难非常的多。
There are many disruptions.
因为建造城墙呢乃是需要每一个以色列人都参与的。
Because the building of the city and the walls required every Israelite to participate.
如果有一个以色列人不参加的话,
if one does not participate,
那个城墙呢, 就有一个破口,
there would be a breach in the wall.
除非是每一个以色列人都参加,
unless every Israelite participates,
那这个城墙才能够盖起来,
can this wall and city be built.
所以是非常困难的,
so it's very difficult.
所以神要找到一个对的器皿,
God must find the right vessel.
什么样的器皿? 神要找到呢?
What kind of vessel is God looking for?
我们来读尼希米记第一章第四节。
Let's read Nehemiah 1:4.
尼希米记第一章第四节。
Nehemiah 1:4.
我听见这话，就坐下哭泣，悲哀几日。
It came about when I heard these words, I sat down and wept and mourned for days.
有一些人从耶路撒冷来告诉尼希米一些事。
Some returned from Jerusalem to tell Nehemiah something.
告诉尼希米耶路撒冷的光景。
They told Nehemiah the condition of the city of Jerusalem.
告诉他那里城是荒凉的。
Telling him the city is left desolate.
那里的城门是被火烧过的。
And the gates are burned with fire.
弟兄姊妹，当尼希米听到这件事的时候
when Nehemiah heard this,
他就坐下来哭泣。
He sat down and wept.
我相信今天很多人都知道教会的光景。
I believe many people understand the condition of the church.
也有少数的人看见了教会的光景。
Few have seen the condition of the church.
那个光景，就像尼希米所听到的一样。
Condition is what, just like what Nehemiah heard.
到处我们都可以看见那个被烧的城门。
Everywhere we see the burned gates.
到处我们都看见那个城墙是不存在的。
Everywhere we see the breaches in the wall.
但是有多少的人为这件事情哭泣呢？
How many are weeping for this?
有多少的人看见了这件事情以后，他们在那里批评呢？
How many have seen this and they're criticizing?
有多少的人看见这件事情以后，他们就伸出指责的手呢？
How many have seen this and they point their fingers?
有多少的人看到这件事情以后，他们就觉得这个是不值得他们参与的地方呢？
How many have seen this and they say this is something not worth of them, worthy of them?
当神要找一个器皿的时候，
When God is looking for a vessel,
他不是找一些人来指责，
He's not looking for a few people to point the fingers,
他也不是找一些人来讲一些道理，
or some to give some discourses.
他也不是找一些人来解释为什么有这样的光景。
Or some to explain why this came about.
他乃是找一些人，他们的心在那里哭泣。
But he's looking for some who are mourning.
当神找到这样的人以后
，Once God finds such vessels,
那个重新的建造就开始了。
The rebuilding work starts.
我们常常在聚会里面，我们提到这一件事。
Many times we mention this in the meeting.
我们讲到要建造新的耶路撒冷。
We talk about the building of New Jerusalem.
到底需要什么东西呢？
What does it take?
并不是需要很多的恩赐。
We don't need much gifts.
并不是需要有很多的才能。
We don't need much ability.
我们所需要的乃是有一些人。
We need a group of people.
当这个城墙在这个光景的时候，他心会哭泣。
When the walls are fallen in such condition, his heart will weep.
而不是在那里指责。
And not criticize.
这样的人能够成为那个器皿。
These are the people destined to be a vessel.
这样的人他就起来。
These are the people who rise up.
尼希米就晚上起来了。
Nehemiah rose up at night.
他就来巡视那个城墙。
And to look at the wall.
到处来看这个城墙什么地方的有破口。
He went about the wall to see the breaches.
为什么他做这样的事？
Why did he do such a thing?
因为他的心实在是在这个城的上面。
Because his heart was upon this wall.
所以当这个尼希米对以色列人讲到这件事的时候，
So when Nehemiah told the Jews, the Israelites,
所有的以色列人都受了感动。
All the Israelites were touched.
他们就说我们一起来建造。
They said in one voice, let's rise up and build.
每一个人都是很重要的。
Everyone is important.
在建造城墙的事情上一个人都不能缺少。
In the building of the wall, there cannot be the lack of even one person.
所以你读到尼希米第三章的时候
When you come to Nehemiah 3,
你看看那里又是讲到好多的人。
It talks about the names again.
一个人一个人的提。
One after another.
一个人建这里，一个人建那里。
One builds this portion, one builds another portion.
那个话语都差不太多。
They're similar in tone.
为什么要花这么多的经节讲这些人呢？
Why did it take so many verses to describe?
为什么要用32节圣经来讲这一件事？
Why did it take 32 verses to describe this?
为什么从羊门一直讲到羊门？
Why did it start with the sheep gate and go all the way around to this back to sheep gate again?
因为每一个人都是那么重要。
Because every person is so important.
每一个人都不能够缺少。
We cannot lack one person.
如果有一个人不建造的话，
if one person does not build,
这个城就不是一个城。
This is not a city.
这个城就有一个缺口。
The city would have a breach.
这个敌人就能够进来。
The enemy can come in.
有一个破口跟没有墙差不了太多。
When there's a breach, it's similar to having no wall at all.
所以这件事情是困难的。
So this matter is so difficult.
需要每一个人的参与。
It takes the participation of everybody.
当他们在建造这个城墙的时候，
when they were building this wall,
有许许多多的难处。
There were many manners of difficulty.
每一个地方。
Everywhere.
只要有人在建造。
If someone is building.
如果有人要建造城墙。
Someone wants to build the walls.
仇敌就要攻击。
The enemy attacks.
如果仇敌不攻击的话。
If the enemy does not attack.
我们就可以证明一件事。
And we can prove one thing.
那个地方没有建造。
There's no building there.
不值得攻击。
It's not worth of the enemy to attack.
如只要那个地方有真实的建造。
As soon as there is a true building.
仇敌一定要来攻击的。
The enemy rises up to attack.
为了这个缘故，他们的建造是一个很特别的建造。
For this cause, their building is a very special building.
他们一手就建造，那一手呢，要拿兵器。
They build with one hand and hold a weapon with the other hand.
这是很困难的一件事。
This is very difficult.
我们怎么样能够一手建造，一手又拿兵器呢？
How can we build with one hand, hold a weapon with the other hand?
因为敌人不能让不愿意让我们建造。
Because the enemy would not want us to build.
除非我们不要任何的建造。
Unless we don't care for building.
如果我们要的话，我们就必须拿兵器。
If we care for it, we must pick up the weapon.
我们需要拿兵器。
We need to pick up the weapon.
虽然我们拿了兵器以后，我们建造的速度就很慢。
Even though with the weapon in hand, it slows our building process.
但是我们还是需要拿兵器。
But we must have that weapon.
什么是拿兵器？
What is it to pick up a weapon?
讲拿兵器我们都了解。
We understand how to pick up a weapon.
那应用到我们今天的身上，什么是拿兵器呢？
To apply today, what is it?
拿兵器就是祷告。
To pick up a weapon means to pray.
这就是为什么教会有一个祷告会。
And that's why the church must have a prayer meeting.
教会有祷告会，并不是因为每个教会都有祷告会。
The church has a prayer meeting not because everybody else has a prayer meeting.
因为每个教会都有祷告会嘛，所以教会嘛应该要有。
Since all the churches are prayer meeting, therefore we must have one too.
那个不是
no,
原因。
That's not the reason.
祷告会是我们拿兵器的时候。
Prayer meeting is a time when we pick up the weapon.
我们需要有人拿兵器。
We need someone to pick up the weapon.
要不然所有的建造都会被仇敌所破坏。
Otherwise, all the building work would be frustrated by the enemy.
我们礼拜五在这里聚集。
On Friday we meet here.
那个好像是建造。
It seems like that's a building work.
我们礼拜三的聚集。
Wednesday night gathering.
那就是拿兵器。
It's the time to pick up the weapon.
我们需要礼拜五。
We need Friday.
因为那是建造。
That's building.
我们也需要礼拜三。
We need Wednesday.
因为那是拿兵器。
That's to pick up the weapon.
我们有多少人建造的话。
How many people there are building?
我们就需要多少人拿兵器。
We must have the same number pick up weapons.
所以我实在很盼望所有的弟兄姊妹。
So I truly hope all the brothers and sisters.
你还没有把你的兵器拿起来的人。
If you have not picked up your weapon,
你要拿起你的兵器来。
You must pick up your weapon.
你一定要拿起你的兵器来。
You must pick it up.
如果你不把那个兵器拿起来的话。
Unless you pick up your weapon.
我们的建造也会被破坏掉的。
Our building work will be destroyed.
我们宁可建得慢一点。
We'd rather build it slowly.
我们宁可建得少一点。
We'd rather build a little bit at a time.
我们也要把兵器拿起来。
We must pick up that weapon.
好让我们所有的建造都能够保持得住。
So that all the building work would be kept.
还有一件事。他们需要做。
One thing more they did.
在第四章十九节。
Verse chapter 4 verse
19. 十八节开始，十八到二十节。
18 to 20.
修造的人都腰间佩刀修造，吹角的人在我旁边。我对贵胄、官长和其余的人说：这工程浩大，我们在城墙上相离甚远。你们听见角声在哪里？就聚集到我们那里去，我们的神必为我们征战。
As for the builders, each wore his sword girded at his side as he built, while the trumpeters stood near me. And I said to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people, the work is great and extensive, and we are separated on the wall, far from one another. In whatever place you hear the sound of the trumpet, rally to us there, our God will fight for us.
这里讲到有一个人要吹角。
Here it talks about a person blowing the trumpet.
这个人呢，他吹响的时候呢，所有的以色列人呢，都要到到一个地方去。
As he blew the trumpet, all Israelites would rally over there.
他们就可以一同的征战。
Then they can fight together.
所以我们如果要成为一个建造的人
，For us to be a person of building,
我们不但要学会拿兵器
，We not only need to learn to pick up the weapon.
我们还要学一件事
，We need to learn another thing.
我们要会听这个脚声
，To be able to hear the sound of the trumpet.
不会听脚声的人不能建造。
Those who do not know how to hear the sound of the trumpet cannot build.
什么是这个脚声呢？
What is the sound of the trumpet?
今天在我们当中，什么是那个脚声呢？
Amongst us, what is the sound of the trumpet?
在新约里面，神把圣灵赐下来。
In the New Testament, God sent the Spirit.
那个圣灵就是我们的脚声。
The Holy Spirit is the sound of the trumpet.
今天我们怎么样征战呢？
How do we fight the warfare today?
是我们每一个人都来顺从那个圣灵。
Everyone obeying the Holy Spirit.
每一个人都听圣灵的声音。
Everyone hearing the sound of the Holy Spirit.
如果我们能够这样做的话，
When we can do this,
神替我们征战。
God fights for us.
我们不需要征战。
We don't need to fight.
我们只要顺从圣灵的声音。
All we need to do is to obey the sound of the Holy Spirit.
我们能够聚集在一起。
We can gather together.
为我们征战的乃是神的自己。
He who fights for us is God himself.
所以建造这个城墙。
So to build the walls.
实在讲起来有这几件事。
In actuality, it involves all these.
头一个就是要一个对的器皿。
There must be a right vessel.
这个器皿乃是把神的事情放在他的心里面。
This vessel put God's things in his heart.
在建造的过程里面是需要所有的人都要参与。
In the process of building, it requires everyone to participate.
在这个建造的里面乃是一个拿兵器的建造。
During the building, it's a building of holding the weapons.
也是一个能够听脚声的一个建造。
Also a building of being able to hear the sound of the trumpet.
只有当这样的时候呢，神才能够把这个城墙建造起来。
Only when we do this, God can build up the wall.
这是仇敌所最不愿意看见的一件事。
This is one thing enemy hates the most.
他所最不愿意看见的一件事就是有城墙的建造。
What he hates the most is the building of the walls.
我相信仇敌认识这件事比神的儿女有的时候还要更清楚。
I believe the enemy knows this much better than God's children.
我们来读以斯拉记第四章。
Come back to Ezra 4.
第十六节。
4:16.
这一节圣经是一封信里面的一句话。
This sentence is a sentence in a letter.
是那些反对以色列人写给那个王的一个话。
This is a letter of those opposers that wrote the letter to the king.
是控告犹太人的一封信。
It's a letter of accusation to the Jews.
在这封信里面，十六节里面讲到这样一件事。
It mentions this.
他说：“我们要警咒王之，这城若再建造，城墙完毕，河西之地，王就无份了。”
It says, "We inform the king that if that city is rebuilt and the walls finished." As a result, you will have no possession in the province beyond the river.
这是仇敌所正视的一件事。
This is the thing the enemy pays attention to.
如果我们能够在这里把这个城墙建造起来。
If we can build a wall here,
仇敌就在这里无分了。
The enemy will have no portion whatsoever here.
这一件事情是他所不愿意的。
This is something he's not willing to see.
所以他要用一切的方法来阻挡这一件事。
So he will muster all his might to frustrate this.
这也是我们今天所要认识的一件事。
This is something we must know today.
但愿神也能够在我们当中能够兴起这样的器皿。
May the Lord raise up amongst us such vessels.
在以斯拉记跟尼希米记里面，我们看见神兴起了两个器皿。
So we see out of Ezra and Nehemiah, God had raised up two vessels.
在以斯拉记里面，我们看见神兴起到以斯拉。
In Ezra, God had raised up Ezra.
他就立志要考究，遵行神的话。
He set his heart to study and to practice the word of God.
在尼希米记里面，我们看见神兴起了尼希米。
In Nehemiah, we see God raised up Nehemiah.
尼希米说了一句话。
He said one thing.
在第五章第十六节。
Chapter 5, verse 16, Nehemiah.
中文圣经说，并且我恒心修造城墙。
And I also applied myself to the work on this wall.
换一句话说，尼希米把他这个人的生命就摆在建造耶路撒冷的城墙上面。
In other words, Nehemiah gave his whole life to the building work of the walls.
到一个程度，这个城墙建造完了。
To the extent that the walls are finished.
圣经上告诉我们， 没有一个缺口。
The Bible tells us there's not one breach.
没有一个缺口。
There's not even one breach.
52天他们就把耶路撒冷的城墙盖好了。
52 days they finished the building work of the walls.
我想这是一件很不容易的事。
This is a difficult matter.
他们一手拿兵器的光景之下。
Under the condition of one hand holding the weapon.
52天他们把耶路撒冷的城墙盖好了。
In 52 days they finished building the walls of Jerusalem.
因为他们把自己整个人摆在这件事情上。
Because they apply themselves totally to this task.
盼望主在我们当中也来呼召这样的人。
Would that the Lord would call among us such people.
呼召一般人出来。
Call out such a people.
他们不但立志要来考究神的话。
They would not only set their heart to study the word of God.
并且他们有心要去遵行。
They have a heart to practice it.
这一般人就成为圣殿的建造。
These people would be those who build the temple.
这些人就把建造放在神的根基的上面。
These people would put the building upon its proper foundation.
我们也盼望神兴起另外一班人来。
Would the Lord raise up another group of people?
他们的心乃是在建造这个城墙。
Their hearts are applied toward the building of the wall.
他们的心乃在神的教会的身上。
Their hearts are toward God's church.
乃在基督的身体。
Upon the body of Christ.
我们在这里思想这些话的时候
As we meditate these words,
盼望主也来感动我们。
May the Lord stir us up.
让我们愿意让神的手在我们身上。
That we will be willing for God's hand to be upon us.
好叫我们也成为一个金或一个银的器皿。
That we will be vessels of gold and silver.
For a couple minutes, those whom the Lord has spoken to this morning who want to be part ofBuilding the Lord's house, let's just consecrate ourselves to the Lord this morning.
今天早晨听到了这样的话语，如果有人心里感动，要来起来建造神的殿、神的城，我们花两分钟来祷告，来奉献我们自己。
Is our foundation, namely the Lord Jesus.
他就是我们的根基，这耶稣基督。
He's building a house.
他在建造他的家。
And we give ourselves this morning.To that building.
我们把自己为了这个家献上自己。
Thank you for your word.
谢谢你的话。
Thank you for your spirit that enlivens your word.
谢谢你的圣灵将你的话活化在我们里面。
Take this word deep into our hearts.
将这话带到深处。
May there be no leakage.
让那里没有漏掉。
No mixture with Babylon.
与巴比伦完全没有混杂。
But may we be people of the spirit.
我们可以成为在灵里的人。
People of a heavenly house.
是在天家里的人。
We give ourselves this morning to that building.
我们把自己奉献给这个家。
In Christ's name we pray.
在耶稣基督的名祷告。